Ladies and gentlemen and otherwise, what is the most valuable thing in America? Indeed, what is the most valuable thing in the world? The biggest door opener. The biggest wallet opener. The biggest leg opener. F-A-M-E. Fame. Fame. You can't measure it. You can't say, give me 3 ounces of fame, or she's got 4 yards of fame. It's ethereal. The biggest, most valuable thing in the world doesn't really exist. Fame, like style and sex appeal, is in the eye of the beholder. Fame. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be famous. What at? Andy Warhol was generous. 15 minutes, more like 15 seconds, particularly these days with X Factor and American Idol and so-called reality shows. Am I dissing him? No. One of the many wonderful things about pop culture, an expensive word, but nonetheless, is it's subjective. If you like something, it's brilliant. If you don't like it, it's crap. But prohibiting people liking what you hate is the entrance of the taste police in fascist uniform. Fame. Sometimes the American dream turns to American nightmare. Magic turns to shit. Elvis. Michael Jackson. Kurt Cobain. Marilyn Monroe. Elvis is in Memphis. He's hungry. I'm hungry, he says. And the door is jammed with the Memphis Mafia, each one trying to be first to return to the king with a triple cheeseburger covered in molasses and lard, the food that killed him. No one had the balls to say, Elvis, I love you. You're a bit fat. Have an apple. Because he would have been fired, or he would have been shot at. Kurt Cobain was shot at. Who pulled the trigger? Marilyn Monroe, drifting into an opiated sleep. Pain transformed to legend. Michael Jackson. He who is without sin cast the first stone. Fame. Oh, what a nice shirt. People want to please people who are famous. If you must be famous, treasure your friends, even when they say you're crap. Fame? Maybe, baby. Give us a kiss. I love you, Elvis, 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 I love you.